Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. And ladies and gentlemen, I realized something about myself yesterday as the day progressed. Now, I left here, was pretty bad mood about the Eagles' loss.
Yeah.
Went home, Al.
Yeah.
Settled in with about 240 emails.
Oh.
And I read every one. I did give one answer to everybody because
okay.
It was I can't answer each one individually.
Yeah, yeah.
But it allowed me for the next 2 hours to relive the loss more.
God.
And to hear all the angry fans and who they blamed.
Mm-hmm.
And the day just kept getting more morose as the day went on.
Morose.
I just kept getting glummer and more depressed.
Mm.
And then my wife said to me at dinner, she had a nice macaroni meal, right?
Macaroni.
Meatballs, the whole deal. She said something to me that never works, and it didn't this time either.
What was that?
Get over it.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something, Maria? There's one thing you want to know about me. Get over it. Never works.
Gail didn't get the memo that the earliest you can say that is Wednesday.
There's
a rule.
All right, could you text her and let her know later? Don't wake
her
up now, though, all right? But get over it, Al. I'll be honest with you. Get over it doesn't work for me on Wednesday either, all right? I can't get over it because I'm going to tell you why I can't get over it, Al. Because the more I analyze, I had Rhea's voice in the back of my head all day.
Oh, God.
All day. Mm-hmm. From before the show yesterday, she's in there going, you know, they weren't really as committed to winning that game as they should have been.
Yeah.
They did that. They did, yeah. During the game, foot down on the pedal. Oh, I'm going to try really hard. But they made decisions before and during that game to tell you they weren't that concerned.
Al went on a rant on his overlap show about DeSean Jackson.
All right, I'm going to get him in a second because he's one of the proofs you could use that they didn't go, foot to the floor on that game. And the truth is, they looked at the Washington team, which has no name. They had no fans. They got the worst owner in sports. They had a season of upheaval.
Yeah.
And they were forced to get rid of the name. All of that stuff.
Yeah.
And they went, please.
Yeah.
We beat them 6 in a row. You think they're going to win now? We have the advantage of a coaching staff that's been here the whole time. Their new coaching staff has never coached their team in a competition yet. We got this thing. And that's why they lost. Attitude. It was attitude that cost them the game. And I want to prove it to you.
Mm.
All right, Al, let me prove it to you using the words of people associated with the Philadelphia Eagles. All right? Let's start at the beginning. Sanders and Lane Johnson, Miles Sanders, Lane Johnson, two of the key players on the offensive unit.
Yeah, make it a lot easier with the running back go through the whole made-by line. Yeah.
I can tell you this because I've got it confirmed from several people.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I'll get it confirmed on the air today at 9 when Elliot Shore Parks comes out because he's there every day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who was covering the Philadelphia Eagles was led to believe that even though Sanders and Johnson were not practicing last week, they were going to play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them was, Al.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, they didn't play. Miles didn't even go to the game.
No.
He didn't even go to the game. So I'll start with Jimmy Kepski, who was out with us yesterday, because he's one of the guys covering it every day. And he'll explain to you how suddenly these guys were not cleared to play the game. Listen.
Doug said that both Lane and Miles were doing, quote-unquote, extremely well, like a couple days before the game.
That's right.
But not so extremely well, apparently, that they ruled Miles out. Like, Miles didn't even trip. So, like, he wasn't even close to playing yesterday because they decided on Saturday that he wasn't going to go.
All right, listen to the contrast between last week and this week as the coach, Doug Peterson, gives you information on two of your key players on the offense. All right, Al, this is what he said Thursday last week about Sanders and Lane Johnson.
Yeah, both of those guys are doing extremely well. They're still day-to-day.
They're doing extremely well their day to day.
What does he think when somebody's in trouble?
Go forward 4 days. Yesterday, they were doing extremely well. When you're doing extremely well 3 days before a game, you're probably playing, right?
Correct.
Yeah. You're probably playing?
Yeah, if you're betting the game, you're probably thinking,
well, that's a problem, too.
3 days, 4 days after that comment yesterday, he's talking about these guys. Listen to this.
Yeah, both of those guys are doing extremely well. They're still day to day.
No, that was last time, Joe. Yesterday. Joe lost the cut. All right, we'll have that cut for you in a second.
Well, they're extremely well. You'd think, okay, they're going to be ready to go.
No, but then yesterday,
they're
back to day to day, and they're not sure anymore. We will have that cut for you at some point. I don't know where it went. It was really set up nicely, but it didn't happen. All right. Anyway, so Al, Miles, and here's my theory on Miles and Lane Johnson. All right. Both cases, they went, let's save him.
Yeah.
Why even push it? Why put him out there when we don't need to? Why would we do that?
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like we're playing the Cowboys. It's not like we're playing the Rams this Sunday. We're playing a donkey team. We don't need them.
Yep.
Yeah.
True or false, Al?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get to Deshaun next. Because that's what Al, Deshaun Jackson is healthy.
Yes.
If he's not, they're lying about it because they're telling us he's healthy.
He's right there ready to go.
Correct?
Yeah.
Here's Deshaun. Here's what Doug said about limiting. Deshaun took about half the snaps in the game on Sunday. And they used rookies who got burned because they didn't go to the ball when it was in the air. They got two big interceptions because they used rookies who were not ready for that moment in time. Deshaun, while it was happening, was sitting on the sideline.
Yes.
And here's what he said yesterday about Deshaun.
Obviously, he's a big part of the offense, but at the same time, we want to make sure that he's a guy that's healthy and fresh for us down the long haul here. I think each week, I would anticipate his rep count to increase as we go. And, you know, we're going to be smart with him, but we also know that he's an explosive receiver for us, and we want to get him on the field as much as possible.
You're not being smart with him. Do you understand? He could be hurt at any moment, right? So whenever you play him, there's that risk.
Yeah.
You got to win a football game against a division opponent, and you're holding it back. You called it a pitch count. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to keep, like, keeping him off the field for 20 snaps was going to preserve his health.
Yeah.
Show me the medical science that indicates 57 snaps you die, 37 snaps you live.
Well, I don't know where that is.
There isn't any. It's just an arbitrary decision made because you don't respect the team you're playing.
Correct.
True or false?
Yeah.
17-0. I've seen the tape. Carson had other better reads than what he did. Yeah. But having as an option up 17 points with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Having an option that is a dangerous throw is a dumb play call regardless. And I know there were three other receivers far more open than Rager was on the throw.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you giving Wentz an option that could lead to disaster? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because you're not worried about the opponent.
No.
You're playing Washington. You got this game anyway. It was arrogance. Can I be honest with you for a second here? Doug kind of came across that way.
What did I say yesterday? The chuckle got me.
The chuckle when I asked him about the fourth down play, which I'm going to get to in a second, right? He had the chuckle for the fourth down play. Prior to that, there was a problem also where there was a previous play where Doug Peterson also showed that he had no really respect for the team. And he at that point, he got mad when I asked him about it, and he got, like, combative. Mm. You were playing these cuts yesterday, right?
Yep.
So this guy is making all these arrogant comments. He coached arrogantly. Did he coach arrogantly, Sunday?
He coached, I thought, dumb.
Arrogantly.
Well, I think he didn't realize how bad they were.
All right, so here's the ultimate.
What was he watching?
But here's where he was slow to understand what he was doing. This stat is beyond belief. The offensive line not only gave up eight sacks, they gave up 14 hurries.
Yeah.
That's 22 plays where they were breathing on top of your quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, let's do some math here. That's 22 plays. There were 18 runs. So in the end, there were 42 pass plays. 22 of them, more than half, Wentz was under fire.
Yeah, all day.
Do you know how atrocious that is?
I watched
the New York Giants this morning in New York are getting slaughtered for having an awful line.
Yeah.
They gave up 3 sacks and 7 hurries. 10. The Eagles gave up 22. All right? And even in that environment, you're up 3 at the 45-yard line, and you call a 7-step drop, suddenly expecting those guys to block?
Yes.
They haven't blocked all day. And that's when he gave me the laugh out.
Yeah.
You know, how much you know about football? That was the actual laugh. All right, Al, do you understand that that's a ridiculous response to a ridiculous play call? He should have punted it because the defense stopped him every time with a full field.
Yeah.
Long field, they couldn't do it. But he didn't do that because he had a great play. He's going to let a guy who'd already been sacked 6 times drop back 7 steps and think he was going to get protection.
Well, that wasn't going to happen.
Arrogance.
Yeah.
One way. Rhea,
yes.
Help me here.
Yeah, it's complete arrogance. The way he coached that game and the way he and Carson talked after the game, they've learned nothing. To this notion that we're going to keep our foot on the gas, you have to play smart in spots.
Right.
That was not smart. And
no.
It was an arrogance that you can do whatever you want in the face of you not being able to do whatever you wanted.
Right. All right, let me go back to what I was trying to illustrate before with Sanders, because we have the cuts now. This, Al, was last Thursday, all right? Doug Peterson is telling you the status of Sanders and Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson.
Listen.
Yeah, both of those guys are doing extremely well. They're still day-to-day.
All right, so now you go forward 4 days, and he's asked for their status yesterday.
Okay.
Here it is.
On Miles and Lane and some of the other guys, Derek Barnett, we're gonna increase their practice time this week. We're going to see as the week goes on, you know, where they are, and hopefully they'll be available for the game on Sunday. But
oh, now they're going to be maybe available at the game on Sunday. Hmm. Let me explain to you what will happen. They will both play on Sunday. And here's why. They could have played this past Sunday, and they didn't because the Eagles didn't think they needed them.
Yeah.
The Eagles lost the game on Sunday because of their own arrogance. Simply said, right or not?
They sat their second-round pick.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
But that's an arrogance pick right
well,
there.
Well, we'll get to they have no offensive line, but their second-round pick was not active. He's healthy, Jalen Hurts, because they didn't need him. There's arrogance, too. We can blow a second-round pick and worry about it 3 years from now. We're so good.
Yeah.
That's why you lost.
Yeah.
Arrogance led to failure. And they all, you know, here's the thing I got yesterday that it made me nervous. Doug was arrogant yesterday. He's never arrogant. He was arrogant yesterday. Maybe it was a defense mechanism after a horrible loss, whatever it was. They better look in the mirror and understand this isn't 2017. Mm-hmm. That they got to look in the mirror and they got to reestablish how you win in the NFL. Because the way they played Sunday, they deserved exactly what they got.
Yes, they did.
Now, one last thing. I got great stuff today to give away. And I'm not trying to be controversial, and I am not going to be political. But the president held, it's rather ironic how he held a rally Sunday night against
Utah,
Sunday
right?
night football.
Yeah.
Nevada?
Or Nevada, maybe.
Whatever, yeah, whatever.
You know,
whatever.
There, yeah.
Nobody had masks, you know, the whole deal. But anyway, he was there, Al, and he went up against Sunday night football.
Ah.
And he actually was embracing the concept. Here's what the president said about football.
I mean, you know. What do we have? Football's boring as hell. It's just not the same, right? I don't know. Used to be, people would say, hey, could you keep it away from a football game? Now they say, could you possibly do it during a football game? We have some free time.
Al, he prevailed in that battle.
Huh?
Sunday Night Football TV ratings. We're down a staggering 28%.
Really?
28%, and they had the number one TV market, the Rams, L.A., and the Cowboys, America's team, 28% from the first Sunday night football game a year ago. That unbelievable? Our contest today, name me something associated with sports or someone who is boring. Anything that could happen in a game that you consider boring out, that's for open play. Maybe there's a person, Jamie Moyer, who's unbelievably boring.
Yes.
Right? As soon as you hear Jerry Moyer, you go, right? I'm looking for boring things, past or present, associated with sports. That will win you prizes today at this phone number. 215-592-9494. Get on now before the rush and tell me if you agree. The Eagles deserve to lose Sunday because they approached that game arrogantly. Thank you. WIP Sports Time, 6:16.